Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're talking about money and asking for it back because a new report from Zelle's Avoidance Economy report for this year, I mean, I know it sounds really exciting, but this part is quite interesting because they tell us today that Gen Z is actually losing out on money that they own because they're too afraid, they're too scared to ask their friends for money back. And I wonder, is it a generational thing? I actually don't think it is because it's something that I would struggle with myself. Rebecca's with me on the line today. Are you afraid, Rebecca, or would you be afraid to ask friends for money back that they owed you?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I definitely do think this is something that I see amongst my friends or amongst people my age, but it's something that I've noticed when I'm travelling and when I'm with people from other countries, it's less of an issue. I don't know if it's maybe a cultural thing that Irish people are too nervous to ask each other for money back, but friends that I have from the UK over Australia, it's not as much of a taboo and it's perfectly acceptable to ask each other or request money back on Revolut or whatever it is.
It's funny, I would have thought if anything it actually would be easier for kind of, you know, your age group or so-called Gen Z because of the likes of Revolut where it's now so much more accessible to kind of go in and just, you know, split the payment or split the bill among four or six people in the group. You can send the reminders subtly if you like as well.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that your own kind of friend age group would have found that a bit easier.
I think with close friends, it's definitely easier. Like I went on a trip recently with friends and you can set up like a group chat with your friends on Revolut where you can send in bills and it splits it automatically. And once you kind of start on that precedent, I think it makes it a lot easier then. But I think it's more so for like acquaintances or people you're not that close with. It's a little bit more of a taboo thing to ask for.
Yeah, to ask for the money back. Terry Prone, chair of the Communications Clinic and Irish Examiner columnist, is with us as well, Rebecca. Is it a generational issue, Terry?
No, it's not, but it is a generational problem in that anybody who asks for a loan of serious money, and by serious money, I mean more than 500 euro, or anybody who gives a loan of that amount of money to a friend needs to be taken out the back and shot because it is fatal to friendship. It's one of the predictable reasons that friends break up. I mean, something like 41% of friendships fail because, not because of the difficulty of asking for the money back, but because the money isn't there or the person simply doesn't want to, and suddenly two friends are no longer friends. Another thing that is kind of odd, Andrea, is that some people are so offended by being asked for a loan that they cut the person off from then on. It just is not a thing that should ever happen between friends. Or indeed
asking your friend for a loan.
Yes, yeah. You shouldn't ask and you shouldn't give. Now, that presupposes that you're mean, but I was given once upon a time a great piece of advice about this, which said, listen, if you want to give this person some money, give it to them as a present. Tell them it's a present. Don't expect it back, and there is no hanging danger to your relationship that way. If the person gives you back the gift later when they're not skint anymore, that's brilliant. But if they don't, you never expected it, so it's not going to eat a hole in you.
Yeah, isn't it funny you say that? Because there's a text from a listener here, Terry, who says, my mother always said, don't ever expect to get money back. You should only ever give away something that you know you don't need.
I love that texter's mother. She is so right. It's the thing is that whenever you lend money to somebody, you're immediately entering a power relationship. Whether you're the best friends in the world, the minute I lend you money, I'm more powerful than you are. And so often before the money even goes into your account, you're filled with resentment and hatred. So it's just not a good factor ever to have in a close relationship.
Listener says, I wouldn't even lend a book to my friend, never mind actually giving them money. Another listener says, I fell out with a good friend because she was so miserable. It would always step back at the bar when it was the first order, so I always got stung with the extra round of drinks. Also at dinner she'd say, I'll send it to you later on. The money never arrived, but she was the first to come looking for money, Terry. Jesus,
well, first of all, that's a friendship that you do not need.
Yeah.
I mean, the person pay their own rent. You know, there is, I mean, as somebody who works in a pub every now and again, you know the way we look at people who don't stand their rent. It's not acceptable. On the thing of the books, I have a huge library with thousands and thousands of books. And when people come into my house, they automatically go and start looking.
Yeah.
And they take one down. I have only ever met one human being who borrowed a book and returned it, and that was Gay Byrne. Everybody else, the minute I lend a book, I buy a copy of it.
You know, it's gone. Mally Coyne, chartered clinical psychologist and author, is joining us here on the programme. We are just kind of awkward though, Mally, aren't we? About money in general.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the first speaker there about the cultural aspect of things.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that there's a thing in Ireland about people pleasing, not like, you know, as Terry said, money is never just about money. You know, money is closely tied to our sense of like security, our identity, our success, even our self-worth. And it can evoke, you know, we have these asking for money back can trigger these fears of like conflict or rejection or, you know, to be seen as mean or difficult or petty is just something people absolutely don't want to be seen as. So, you know, it is, I think, culturally, I think in Ireland more so, you know, because you want to people please, you'd rather, and I'm kind of the same. That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. I think it could be a Generation Z. You know, I was surprised as well. I thought with Revolut and all these apps there that it would just make it easier for people to just kind of go, right, let's divide it.
I thought that, Rebecca, that, you know, when friends yeah. would have been so much more equipped to say to their mates, listen, you owe me a tenner for last night, or I don't know, 12 quid or 15 or whatever it is. Can I get that back from you? Where, like, there's absolutely in a fit, I wouldn't open my mouth, Mally, and ask for it back.
Really?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. I think that I would be so afraid as being perceived as being tight that I looked for yeah. the money back, that I'd rather be at the loss of it than go looking for it.
Yeah, I know. But what happens then?
I'm the Egypt with no savings. That's what happens,
person.
Mally.
What happens?
I'm the Egypt with no savings. That's what happens.
Yeah. You're the Egypt with no savings, yeah. but also like resentment if it's the same person not paying the money back, because what you really hope for is that the person just pays the money back, you know? And that's why it's better to, like, when you're out for dinner with friends and you offer to pay for something, or when you offer to pay for, you know, a trip for people or an event or whatever, that it's done immediately, that it's like, right, let's all pay into this right now. You know what I mean? And that we all pay each other back right this second. Do you know? Like, it's better to just get it sorted. Mm. But I remember being in America and people were, like, so, you know, comfortable with splitting the check. You got this and that, you got that and that. I shouldn't have to pay for you because you got wine and I didn't. And people were just talking about it so naturally without having this weirdness going on. But in Ireland, for some reason, it's so emotionally charged.
But it's funny the number of people getting in touch here, you know, the texts coming in. There's some great stories, actually. Like, this poor listener gave a loan of €12,000 to a friend in a bind one time with no time frame for repayment. I believed that I would get it back when he could afford it, and he did a few years later. If they're true friends, it shouldn't be a problem. People who don't repay you are simply not friends. What about you, Mary? Mary is with us on the line, Mally. Why did you get in touch, Mary?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm well. I just find that I found it with my dad. I found it with myself. If you give money, someone comes along and they're stuck or whatever and there's something and you think, oh, I'll help them out, and you give it and you're delighted to be able to help them and you think, this is great, you know what I mean, and get them out of a hole. But the thing is, even if they pay it back, they resent you for it. They always think that you have something on them, and they you know, there's this resentment there. And that's definite. You know, you'll forget about it and you got your money back. But they always think, oh, you have something on me. You know, they when it's all over and years to come, they have this resentment.
That they looked for it back in the first place.
Well, not even that you look for it, even if you didn't and they gave it back and, they, you know, a couple of years
that
later.
You took it?
They have this thing, oh, you think you're so great that you, you know, that you were able to help me out and I'm doing fine now, but
Have you ever got caught, Mary, with loaning money to somebody and never got it back?
No, well, I didn't get caught. I got the money back.
Good.
But I felt there was a tension there that they were kind of annoyed with themselves that they looked for the money off me in the beginning, the start with. Yeah. So there is this thing that, you know, they're not going to be, in years to come, when you see, it's all forgotten. They're not stuck anymore. And there's this thing, to hell with it, I had to go look for the money off of her, you know what I mean? So there is a resentment. So my mum used to say, neither a borrower or a lender be.
Exactly. Own mum used to often quote that as well. Thanks a million, Mary, for getting in touch. Listener says, I've recently lost a friend over €150. She told me that she was going to pay me back. She never did. I'm heartbroken about it, but it's a huge lesson learnt, says this texter. Email if you want to get in touch, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We'll leave it there. Terry Prone, Mally Coyne, Mary and Rebecca, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.